Strange Adventure.
Buck Slade and Dutch Brinker moored their salvage schooner in the glassy waters of the tiny lagoon. At last they had crossed the long miles from Suva to this little uncharted atoll the natives called the Island Below the Wind. For here, far south of the trade winds, no storms ever rose. Slade thought of the last time he had been in these waters. It had been 2 years ago, and he had another partner then, Barry Kent. Barry had shown him a rough chart that gave the location of the sunken treasure ship, and the two men had made plans to recover the lost fortune. As Dutch, his present partner, helped him on with his diving suit, the treasure seeker could not erase from his mind that last day that he had been here. He was standing at the rail of the schooner when Kent's voice came to him over the telephone.
Slade, I found it. There's an old hook down here with a side ripped out, and there's a strong box in one of the cabins. Send down the cable and I'll make it fast.
Slade yelled to the natives that comprised the crew.
TV, keep busy with that air pump. Kent's in trouble.
Already he was planning his diabolical scheme. Slade descended to the bottom and entered the wreck through the gaping hole in the bulkhead. Kent was busily tugging at the heavy chest, trying to move it so it would swing clear. Slade then moved forward and inflated his suit so that he rose a few feet above Kent. Then with a quick movement, he drew his knife and slashed at his partner's air hose. A second later, the lifeline, too, fell limp as Kent struggled in the agony that could end only in death. Suddenly, Slade felt a pressure creep over him and tug at his lifeline. Soon he was aboard the vessel, suffering from the terror of all divers, the bends. Too sick and too weak to carry on his work of lifting his stolen treasure, Slade sailed back to Suva. Then he met Dutch Brinker and told him of the sunken treasure. And now, a word from Dutch brought him out of his reverie.
Slade, everything is ready now.
Slade dropped to the bottom and had no difficulty in locating the treasure ship. He entered and moved toward the chest. Then he stopped, frozen with terror. Sitting upon the strong box and leaning back against the side of the ship was the diving suit-clad form of the man he murdered, Barry Kent. Slade struggled to regain his composure. He tried to lift Barry Kent's body, but the heavy body toppled forward upon him, pinning him to the floor. He tugged weakly at his lifeline, paralyzed with fear. He looked up to see both his air hose and his lifeline fouled on a broken timber. He tried to rise, but the weight of his suit and that of his body held him down. Then he fell into oblivion. A few minutes later, Dutch Brinker stared at Slade's lifeless body sprawled upon the deck. He shook his head as he spoke to the Samoan at his side.
Yeah, he's dead, but he did not die because of a fouled air hose. He died of fright.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.